When someone dedicates a song to you, it's moving. But when someone breaks into song, right there, for you, now, that's really special. But sometimes, no matter how well-intentioned the singer, having someone break into song for you can be overwhelming. Andy Harrington explores the boundaries of breaking into song in our next piece, entitled The Part of Me in You.
We all know the feeling of being moved by a song, but what if somebody could write a song just for you, and that song captured exactly what you were feeling?
My name is Andy Harrington, and if I were to be any animal, I would be a hummingbird.
That's just what Andy Harrington does. She asks you for a few words, she takes a look at you, and then she sings. We asked her for the first thing that came to mind, hot chocolate on a cold day.
Sitting by the fire, I wonder where you've been, but I don't care, because for a while, you and I can sit and watch the snow clouds come in. Sitting right here with my hot chocolate in between these 10 fingers. Why won't you come a little closer and linger for this snowy December?
But not everybody asks for songs about drinking hot chocolate on a cold day. Sometimes people ask Andy to sing about much darker experiences. Once, while Andy was living in another country, she discovered that her singing could take people to really difficult places, and that her talent came with a shocking amount of responsibility. But let's start from the beginning. For Andy, singing used to be something very private. 4 years ago, when she was a sophomore at Stanford, Andy wouldn't sing in public. She would hide every time she sang so no one would hear her. But one day, Andy was alone in her room.
I remember there being beautiful sunlight shining in on the side of the house, and it was so peaceful and serene. And I just picked up my guitar and found chords and was just singing out words, and I felt so at peace with everything.
That day, someone walked in on Andy.
And then I heard a knock on the door, and it was as if the curtain had dropped and the sunshine went away, and I was just dying. Because I thought someone had heard me, and then they were going to ridicule me and tell me to shut up. And so my friend Thea walked in and just sort of casually mentioned, I heard you singing, you have a great voice, you should do the talent show. And I remember that it just was what I'd always wanted to hear from someone. I always wanted permission to play. And so she walked out, and then I remember thinking, I'm going to write a song for the talent show.
So Andy set out to write a song, but writing a song was harder than she thought it would be.
I tried different chord progressions, and everything I was doing was wrong, and it sounded cheesy, and it was artificial and forced, and I just was thinking, okay, well, I'll pick a few ideas I want to sing about. Sunshine, the hawk singing outside, and my room, and the way it looks. And that's like a basic outline, so I'll show up and then work on the rest.
The talent show was in a small room, maybe 20 or 30 people in the audience, mostly friends. This was her very first time on stage, and for Andy, the wait was torture.
Finally, the MC, who I think this night is just like stumbling on stage, belligerently says, and now for our last act, it's Andy Harrington. And no one knows I can play guitar, no one knows I can sing. I've really been adamant.
Nobody had any idea what would happen, not even Andy.
So I take the microphone, I said, my name's Andy. You already know that. I can do, and as I was talking, I was panting and really a mess. And then I explained to them, I can write music on the spot. And if you just give me ideas, I will just create something collectively.
It was spring quarter, close to graduation, and someone in the crowd asked Andy to sing a song about the problem of anxiety, of being scared to leave Stanford.
And then I just ran with it, and just decided to go and stop the process and just start the song. When I closed my eyes, just everything around me dissipated. and I was just no longer anything besides a voice in my mind, and maybe a few colors, but just little ideas of colors. And I was nowhere. I remember I couldn't even feel the bench underneath me. And then I opened my eyes and it was just dead silent. And then there was a roar of applause and people were crying and just rushed the stage and embraced me. And that was my first show.
After the talent show, Andy continued to sing and perform. She kept seeing these little wisps of color, and the colors got more intense.
I thought for some reason there were strobe lights on, but there weren't, and so the whole room disappeared and I was in my own head, and but still somehow connected to the people around me. And then I realized, oh, Daniel's voice is red, her voice is yellow, his voice is, and it was just very sharp, and I could match my pitch and my tone with their colors. Now I know what that is called. It's called synesthesia.
Synesthesia is a real phenomenon. It's when the sensory pathways in your brain get crossed so that you experience sensations in multiple ways, like if you could taste blue or hear sunshine. For Andy, the colors she saw were like a visual connection between the feelings she got from the people in the room and her own voice. And so singing improvised songs for audiences became a big part of Andy's life.
So when I play a song, I got so many things to go off of. I got deep thoughts, reds and purples, greens, yellows too. You know, it's just so complicated. Sometimes I don't know what to do. And if I stay calm and let itself carry on, let itself create these magic moments. If I can just not hate myself for a moment and just stay confident and calm and carry on. Carry on, keep calm and carry on. These are the things in my mind.
In 2012, Andy graduated from Stanford and moved to Thailand to teach English. But when she got there, she quickly learned that her singing could have unexpected effects on people. Andy learned that she could move her audience to the point that it scared them, and scared her too.
Swadika, chu Andy, majag America, changrong pang, charong pang ka.
That's Andy introducing herself in Thai. She was teaching English classes at a local school in Bangkok, but she felt she could give more. The first weekend of her winter break, she decided to volunteer for a center for sexually abused girls.
The center had hired a van to pick me up because I lived the furthest possible point away from it. And so every morning I would get into the car and then drive with them for half an hour and go through rice fields and ancient temples and walls to the center.
Andy stepped out of the van and the director took her to the classroom.
There's 35 girls. I am ages from 7 to 19. None of them really can speak English, and they were all put in one room with me, 6 hours a day for 3 days straight. And there's just no instructions for me what to do, what to teach them.
So Andy did what she does best. She sang.
I would just make up songs that it would include my lesson plan I just taught. So we would do 1, 2, 3, not tree, because it's really hard to say those words, or ABCs plus colors, and then how old are you, what's your name. The all-time favorite is what's the weather like outside.
What is the weather like today?
I was really nervous because I had been told their stories before I met them.
Is it sunny outside? Is there sun in the sky?
And then I realized really quickly on that they're amazing and incredibly inspirational women. They're not victims of the abuse, they're survivors. And all of them were incredibly excited, even for the alphabet. They would go 3 hours straight of teaching and then take a half an hour lunch break and then start again.
But learning a new language can be tiring, and when she and her students needed a break, there was one song in particular that they loved, and so they asked Andy to sing it to them.
Another heading slowly, time is slowly taken, and the violence causes silence. Who are we mistaken?
And I have no idea how they've heard this. And I speak a little Thai, and I was able to ask, you know, how did you hear the song? And they were like, eh, you know, as a child in my rural village in Thailand, we heard Zombies by the Cranberries. Like, ridiculous that that would be there. So I played Zombies 9 times in a row every day. And then one line is, like, what's in your head, zombies, zombies.
What's in your head, zombie, 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 eh, eh.
But it's a really, like, kind of a dark
darker note. And they just belched that. It wasn't even singing along. I mean, these girls were feeling that song, those notes and that expression of the music. So that was really powerful every time to kind of build up to that point and then have 35 girls and women screeching out the pain in their head. These girls, you don't really see the pain they suffered. I was unfortunate enough to see some of their actual scars of like iron burns or whips and like intense lacerations. But the scars of the mind you don't see, and they're just as intense.
On her second day at the center, Andy told the girls she could improvise for them the way she did back home.
So I basically explained in Thai that I think and sing same, same.
The little girls understood what Andy was offering, so one of the girls gave Andy a word. Andy heard the word, but she didn't know what that word meant. So the girl walked over to the dictionary and pointed to the word she wanted Andy to sing about.
The word was violation. I remember thinking, can we do the word violet, which is below? Can we do violin? Can we do something else? And, you know, trying to move her finger, and she was very adamant, this is the word I want. It's just so heartbreaking. And your eyes water and your chest shrinks and your stomach goes away and you feel like you're dizzy, and you can't let that show because it's just not fair to the victim of that.
Andy wanted to honor the request, but she didn't think she could do it because she had not lived through anything like that in her own life.
If someone were to say, talk about how I was raped when I was 7, it's really heavy. And it's just, I can't do that. I don't know how that feels. But if there's is a deep, dark blue, maybe I felt the sky blue some way. And so I just sang, kind of sing to myself and them.
She focused on the word and tried to find the colors and sounds to match the feeling she was searching after. She closed her eyes and she tried to open herself to their experience, to become their voice, to access a feeling she had never experienced before.
And so I just took a deep breath and started to improv it. It was a very quick shift. I do remember feeling chills. You know, when you do something really well, sometimes you get startled.
Andy was in the middle of her song when suddenly she felt that something was wrong. So she opened her eyes.
And I opened my eyes and there's just girls biting their lips. Girls off in the corner who just couldn't handle it and wanted to get out of the room. Girls that were in the fetal position, just like feeling that pain. One of the girls was crying for her mom, whom she'll never see again. It went from happy Andy singing, and then within a minute, we're just gone. And I put them back in that place of intense trauma.
Andy hadn't expected her singing to have such a strong effect. She didn't know she could do that.
And so I switched the chords to really happy and really pretty and then went back to zombie.
In your head, zombie, zombie, zombie.
And when the girls who were able to, when they really took up the song and were belting it out, it was sort of calling to the other girls in the room to join them and to come back to the moment. And so it was really fascinating to see girls unravel themselves from a fetal position or to stop punching the walls. I saw in a lot of the girls a recognition that things are going to be okay, and that this is a song that we sing when we're upset. As a community, they acknowledge this song is the song we sing when we want to be more in control of our emotions, when we want to be more present in our day-to-day life. And that only lasted for about 2 seconds before it was just collectively decided that the song was over. They all stood up and then started laughing and then went outside and started to do hula hoops, which is something that they also do, I think, as a fun, calming thing. And I just left in this room watching them do hula hoops and thinking to myself, what just happened? It really terrified me because music, I didn't realize how powerful it is. It can take you to a memory where you're being apparently, I guess, in the situation, raped. It can also take you to your first love. to your grandparents' house, your favorite mountain, and the spectrum of that and the power of that, that if you get the chord structure right, if you get the right melodies and the right sounds, that can transport people someplace. So I actually stayed in and kept playing guitar, but while they were letting go their own ways, I decided to write music for myself. The power of singing is that for a split second, you get to put down the backpack that you have in your mind of all these things you've accumulated, all of the pain and the stress, and you can just lay it down, come to a room, and open up your voice, your lungs, your mind, and just breathe out notes that express that. And it's sort of, in a way, a restart button to life. You can pick up all these stresses, pick up all these horrors, these burdens, and then when you sing it out, it restarts it, and you can handle it again.
Little girl, she is playing around, she is a part of things. When suddenly I see her fall down into a nightmare, quenched up in this fear she can't get out. Oh, I see her drowning, scared and trapped behind brown eyes. Please don't believe the sadness going on in your head. It can be defeating, but you gotta stand up. Don't believe the things you feel, they don't have to become real. Just let them go, let them go again. I know that you're wondering, who am I to tell you how to feel? But I've been there before, and I know that this sadness, the drowning is real, and you don't have to go there at all, at all.
The story you just heard was told by Jared Muirhead. It featured improvised singing and one recorded song by Andy Harrington. It was produced by Natasha Ruck and Bonnie Swift, with help from Charlie Mintz, Rachel Hamburg, and Kathy Yuan.